From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. An airliner flying from Dubai has crashed while trying to land in the southern Russian city of Rostov-on-Don, killing all 62 people on board. Officials say the Boeing 737 aircraft was Fly Dubai flight FZ981. 55 passengers and 7 crew members were aboard the flight. Russia's investigative committee says its two theories are that human error or technical failure contributed to the crash. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said providing assistance to relatives of the victims is a priority, according to a Kremlin spokesman. Fly Dubai says the passengers included 33 women, 18 men, and 4 children. France has called for the extradition of top Paris attack suspect Salah Abdeslam, who was arrested during a police raid in Brussels Friday, along with 4 other people. Lisa Bryant reports.
A spokesman for the Belgian prosecutor's office gave the details of Salah Abdeslam's arrest during a police raid Friday afternoon in the Brussels neighborhood of Molenbeek.
Salah Abdeslam was arrested at about 4:40 p.m. during the house search in the Rue 80 by the special units of the federal police.
The spokesman said another man, identified as Monir Ahmed Alaj with the alias of Amin Shukri, was also injured during the shootout and hospitalized. 3 other people were arrested during Friday's raid. The arrests bring to an end a 4-month manhunt for Abdeslam, whom authorities counted among the jihadists who plotted and carried out the November 13th terrorist attacks in Paris that killed 130 people. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
Remember to look at our website at www.voanews.com. This is VOA News. The European Union and Turkey agreed Friday on a deal that all sides hope will relieve Europe's worst refugee crisis since World War II. European Council President Donald Tusk and Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu call it a landmark agreement. The Turkish Prime Minister says Friday was a historic day for Turkey and the EU.
I hope we will be achieving our goal to help all the refugees, as well as to deepen Turkish-EU relations, which is a good news for our continent and for the humanity altogether.
The deal takes effect Sunday. All migrants who illegally enter Greece from Syria and elsewhere, including those already in Turkey, will be sent to Turkey after they're registered and their claims for asylum in Europe are considered. In exchange, thousands of refugees who fled to Turkey and legally sought asylum will be resettled equally across the 28 EU members. Cuban dissident Miriam Leiva would tell U.S. President Barack Obama that she's thankful for his policies toward the island nation that are improving Cubans' lives, Cubans' way of looking at the world. Leiva, who's a co-founder of Ladies in White, an opposition group, may get her chance to meet with Obama. The U.S. Embassy in Cuba has invited her to what she was told was a very high-level meeting at the embassy in Havana. The invitation didn't mention Obama, but it will take place during his visit Tuesday morning. Leiva, who's also an independent journalist, told VOA that if the meeting is with Obama, she hopes to listen directly to his views and express mine. An American who said he defected from the Islamic State group has admitted he wasn't thinking straight when he decided to join the militant group in the Middle East this year. The 26-year-old Mohammed Jamal Qais surrendered to Kurdish Peshmerga fighters near the northern Iraqi city of Sinjar this week and has been held by them since Monday. Qais, who was born in the U.S. and grew up in a suburb of Washington, D.C., was interviewed by Kurdistan 24 television in Erbil, a Kurdish city in northern Iraq. Qais spoke English during the interview, which was edited down to a 16-minute version. A Brazilian Supreme Court justice is blocking former President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva from accepting a cabinet appointment that would have helped the ex-leader avoid corruption charges. Late Friday, Justice Gilmar Mendes said Lula's cabinet post could amount to an act of fraud against the Constitution. Cabinet ministers in Brazil have immunity from prosecution in criminal court and can only be tried before the Supreme Court. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.